This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we have sports to get to, but it's been bothering me all night. Is Lieutenant Dan okay?
I need an update.
Did Lieutenant Dan survive the hurricane?
He did. I was so nervous. It was the first thing I thought of when my eyes opened this morning, because before I closed them last night, I saw a video and his boat was flapping around.
Oh,
and
boat was rocking.
Yeah, I said, this is not no bueno for Lieutenant Dan.
Was he out there singing Rock the Boat, Don't Rock the Boat, Baby?
Probably,
Boat, Don't Tip the Boat Over.
Well, he's all right.
But Brian Enten, who is, he covered the Idaho 4. That's when I started following him. But he's always on the scene for big stories.
Okay.
And he had Lieutenant Dan after the storm had made landfall. I think Mitch has the video of it. But Dan is okay.
Okay, good. Thank God. Thank God everything is okay with Lieutenant Dan.
The only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
Can I just?
Maybe he got his girl.
I mean, far be it for me to critique local news, but these people, to the point of a near on-air breakdown, are telling residents to flee, saying, "Do not stay. You will not survive." And then they go, "Let's go down for a 20-minute checkup of Lieutenant Dan."
All right,
giving the guy hours of airtime.
It does seem to point out that there may have not been as much risk as they were suggesting, Curtis.
It's just counterintuitive. If you're devoting the entire newscast to telling people to leave and then celebrating a guy sitting on his dinghy, like, I don't get it.
When's it supposed to hit? Do they know?
It was last night.
Was it last night?
You watch the news at all?
No, I mean,
I know. There's reality TV and all.
It didn't seem like it was something, but you guys were calling it a category six.
It made landfall last night.
Yeah. All right.
And there has been a bit of a storm surge.
All
right. And so our thoughts and prayers to everybody in that area. And of course, that's where we go every spring for spring training, to the Fort Myers area. And so it seems like. Well, I'm sure we'll get to it during the news, but it seems like they are making out okay so far.
And if I may, I understand that it wasn't a category five. I believe when it touched down, it was a category three. But if I'm somebody who lives in Florida, or I have family that lives in Florida, I would rather be scared and overprepared than underprepared going into some of these.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they made it sound like it was going to be the worst storm in history, and they couldn't believe winds at 250 miles an hour.
I don't think it ever got to that.
Well, yeah,
that's the way they build it.
Best way to encapsulate the news coverage is yesterday, in the middle of a report on CNN, the map changed to the projected landfall from a 4 to a 3.
Right.
And they didn't even, it's like, you know, when you have the snow maps, In 3 hours, it goes from 6 to 12 to 4 to 8, but they never addressed that it went to 4 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. Like, obviously, you want people to live. What happened yesterday was devastating. It's going to ruin homes, and people died. It's awful. Awful. But it's not the job of the news to scare you. It's the job of the news to tell you what's going to happen or what happened.
You can probably explain this better than I because you are a meteorologist. But what was freaky yesterday were the 12 tornadoes that touched down in advance of that storm.
Yeah. That I did see.
So what you have when the wind shear weakens the eye wall and the storm grows in size, but it shrinks in the max winds in the middle of it.
Was there, at any time, was there a hovering cold front intersecting with the warm front at all?
I got to tell you, it's a great point, Greg. It was coming up at Cape Hatteras right in there. Boom. Look out.
Well, I know one thing. It's Florida.
All right.
So Lieutenant Dan is going to have one heck of a hurricane, a post-hurricane rager on the boat later on today with lots of ladies and lots of cheap beer. Guaranteed that's happening. Sean, how is Mrs. Scheim, your mom?
She's good. She texted us last night at like 1:30 in the morning. She says, seems like it's past. We're going to bed now. So all's good in the hood.
Okay. Did you text back your picks for this weekend?
No, I was. Okay. I needed some sleep.
If you have some leftover bread, send it up here.
All right. Well, we got lots to get to. As it became official yesterday after Gerard Mayo's press conference that Drake May will be your starter come Sunday against the Houston Texans. What are you chuckling about, Curtis? Text line?
Twitch's Hancock. That was not an explanation of why the tornadoes formed.
I hate to ruin things, but I might as well just say it. Curtis is not a legit meteorologist.
How dare you?
We've been pulling the wool over your eyes.
Really?
Could you imagine? It's 6:08 and that's what you're thinking. Like, go outside. It's beautiful. It's brisk. Take
you are very convincing, Curtis. You are very convincing.
It's not about what you know. It's how confident you are at saying it.
I thought this whole time you went to BC for meteorologist.
I mean, no, I just have an app on my phone. It tells me everything I need to know.
All right.
Don't tell Ken.
Curtis is not an actual weather person, but...
could be.
The Drake May era will begin on Sunday.
Finally.
Thank God.
We heard not only from Gerard Mayo, but we heard from Drake May yesterday. And we will, throughout the morning, go over what each of them said about this fresh start. Would you call it a fresh start for the New England Patriots, Scheim?
I would absolutely say so. I had a question, too, for the room. Would it have been frowned upon if I had worn my Drake May jersey again today? Because I'm thinking about just, like, wearing it every day until he makes his start on Sunday.
I generally don't judge based
on... How much do you sweat through the show?
I would wash it every day, to be fair. That's or at least, like, every other day.
Seems like a lot of effort for a grown man to make. But
Drake deserves it.
If you are that excited about it, then that's fine.
Greg, just go home and away.
I don't think I have been more excited for anything in my life.
Okay,
please.
Let's take a breather.
I mean, what about when when a new Fortnite drops?
Right. What about Christmas there was a new Pac-Man?
What about when they introduced limited one of a kind skins in Fortnite? Were you not more excited about that?
Nope. No, definitely wasn't.
He's definitely more excited about the new anime. Though, because didn't he talk about he camped out in like some new animes before?
I have been pretty excited for anime. Blue Lock did just drop this weekend, so
I hate to bring it up, but what if he stinks? What
it's week one?
What if he gets in there and he's an absolute bust? Who do we turn to then? Joe Milton
think we just ride the storm out.
Like Lieutenant Dan.
When is it coming, Wiggy? What time is landfall?
I don't know. You guys tell me. Okay. But I think you just look at it and go, all right. For him, this is his week one, and we don't start comparing him to the rest of the rookies until he gets to his fifth or sixth week of the season, like everybody else.
I was texting with Ken last night, Greg, and I have the most optimistic lead of my life. I'm the polar opposite of where you are right now.
Okay.
And
what do you mean where I am?
Basically that what if he stinks?
Okay.
I'm entering it from the opposite. Yeah. And I have an answer if he stinks, but the general whole feeling around the team is that the season kind of starts Sunday.
Yeah.
This is really Mayo's first game. Because he has a quarterback that can throw the ball, and we're going to start to see what they have together because they will be matched together. If Drake May's great, Gerard Mayo's going to be viewed as a great coach. If Drake May sucks, he's going to be viewed as a failure, and he'll be out of a job in a couple years.
Listen, I don't think he's going to stink. I think the only way that he stinks is because, or the way in which he may stink is because of what's around him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Well, then you find out what Jalen Polk is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Curtis, who's been saying for a long time that you need to find out what you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you spent big on the guy with the third pick,
yep.
So you need to know what he is
right.
and what he can be. And
right.
So I'm delighted
and
about
we got,
that.
And that's why I said, don't we got a little bit of a leash? No one's going to go crazy after his first game. The only way people go crazy if he goes out there and throws three touchdowns and it's something ridiculous.
Well, they'll also go crazy if he goes out and throws three picks. I mean, I
don't think so. I think people like...
Shime will have jury duty.
I think a lot of people will be like Curtis said, and like I said, this is his first game as a starter. Let's really see where he is after starting five or six games. Is he trending in the right direction where he's not making the same mistakes that he did when he first started? So I think that's what a lot of people will be doing.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes. And then the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, on this show at 6:45. After that, I'm guessing 7:20, Shime. Might as well say 7:20 on They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday about having nothing at all to do with the firing of his head coach. And that was very believable, Curtis, I would say.
He's my number one biggest a-hole in sports.
He is?
Like, not actual, like, nobody, like, not legitimate, you know, like, not somebody who's committed about why they had to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Why are we flying to Milwaukee for a preseason game?
Did he connect in Dubuque?
I don't know, because you're paid $47 million a year and you play in the NBA. And
well, how else are you supposed to get? Did he want to take a bus?
Right. It was bring your son to work day. I mean, why not?
How else did he want to get to Milwaukee for preseason?
And I'm sure if LeBron didn't want to go, he could have said, I'm not going. Like, do you really think Jeannie Buss would have fired him?
I think maybe he wanted to play virtually. Like, he wanted to work from home as opposed to going to Milwaukee. I mean, honestly, who wants to go to Milwaukee?
I don't know. I've never been to Milwaukee. I heard it's okay.
There's an important person in this building who likes it, so I love it.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, yeah, that's Mike Thomas's home country, right?
Oh, is it? Okay.
I mean, that was Greg and Wiggy.
Yeah. It does look pretty there.
I've never been there. I heard good things about it. I mean, I remember Laverne and Shirley.
Right, Laverne and Shirley.
Yep.
And Chime, brats and beer. That's what Milwaukee is.
Right up my alley, baby.
What is the difference between a brat and a sausage?
I think it's like a total mouth intake area. Courtney just gets,
we're off the road.
Like a brat is much bigger.
Is it preparation?
I have no idea.
Is a brat prepared differently?
I don't know.
I just was looking to see if Greg could add to
don't
his
they
great
boil reason. Brats more
right,
like, than sausage. You might be right. Maybe it's don't they? I think they boil them, whereas a sausage.
But
they
is
might
a sausage a hot dog?
No.
See, so that's different too.
So, okay, so it's like
Curtis, are you trying to set me up for another massive factual food?
Yeah,
misstatement.
Yes. I've been working with Ken on a new imaging thing. I need one more to put it together. So.
Well, so if you would like the actual answer, it's similar to the
wouldn't? What if I don't want it?
Well, then we could just go on as a mystery. But I'm just trying to provide information here. It's like the phrase? All ships are boats, but not all boats are ships.
Mm.
It's the
never
same
heard
thing.
That one.
No.
Yeah.
Bratwursts are a type of sausage.
Okay.
So sausage is the catch-all term. Bratwursts are a specific type of sausage.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
And then where do hot dogs come into play?
I don't believe those are.
I think
guess
they're all in the same family, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Mitch on Twitch. A+. He's got the full description right there.
Our guy Mitch.
Ground pork or beef.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
The more
hot
you know.
Hot dogs, Courtney, hot dogs are made from the anus of the pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
I don't eat hot dogs because of the snap. And so now that I know that it's in the anus of the pig that is snapping, I
definitely will never.
That's not why it snaps.
Why does it snap?
Because of the casing.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Do you eat a sausage then? You don't eat sausage then because
really.
That snaps.
We're veering into dangerous territory.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. What else? News with Courtney at 7:45. That includes guacamole rage, which led to violence in Michigan. And would Wiggy eat it based on what one Canadian man ate yesterday? So another edition of Would Wiggy Eat It coming up during today's news. And I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away for tonight. And the Bruins home opener against the Montreal Canadiens. I will give those away at 9:30 on today's show. Okay? So heads up. If you'd like to be there tonight at the Garden, you can win Bruins tickets at 9:30 on today's show. Here's Courtney. Without a hot dog or a sausage or even a brat anywhere near her mouth. And what is trending right now to start the show?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. Gerard Mayo has made it official when it comes to the QB1 situation on Sunday. Here's what he had to say about breaking the news to both Jacoby and Drake.
Going forward, I think now, you know, Drake gives us the best chance to win now and going forward. He's been he's been getting better every single week. As I said before, at the end of training camp, he actually was trending at a very high rate. And that has continued through the early part of the season. And so, you know, it was solely my decision to make this choice. I had a conversation one-on-one with Jacoby. I had a conversation with Drake. We're all on board. And I would also say Jacoby's a warrior, and he took the news very well, like a professional, like you would expect from a guy like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So if, God forbid, there's some kind of mental harm or physical harm done to Drake May by playing in an NFL game, then you can point the finger at one person and one person only, and that is Gerard Mayo.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he will, Shime, yes. I think he'll be okay. It is football.
When it comes to Jabril Peppers, he has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list, so that means he will not be able to attend practices or games until he is off.
How about that one done by the NFL, huh? That was strange.
Well, he was in possession of cocaine.
No. Oh, so that's why they did it?
I would assume that's why.
Okay. I don't... Because there are other guys, it seemed like the NFL waited for their case to play out, like Rashee Rice,
they
Von
waited.
Miller.
Yeah.
But so it's very strange.
I would assume that it has to, I'm not part of the NFL discipline committee, so I don't know, but I would assume that's it.
Can I toss a potential Keefspiracy, if you will, your way, Greg?
Of course.
Is there a chance that Robert Kraft said something to Goodell like, hey, can you put him on the exempt list to kind of bail us out here because Gerard Mayo stepped in it a couple days ago?
Maybe.
And we need to kind of resolve this issue?
I mean, they appear to be sort of undecided on where they stand as an organization. We talked about it briefly yesterday, but he was at the Pine Street Inn with the other fellas when they were doing a little charity work on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's a Patriot event. And then I think they're undecided as well when it comes to they sent David, who lives in my building, told me they sent the email out yesterday for the season ticket wait list.
Uh-huh.
and he was the cover dude on the email that they sent out.
And then
they did the retracting of the email, which they pulled that baby back later after they figured that out, I guess. And so they appeared to be undecided at times.
Well, how many eyes look at an email before it goes out to the masses?
Maybe it was auto sent.
Maybe they got some, because even with Mayo's opening statement,
they had one with Mayo. They said he was on a conference call, but his headphone jack wasn't even plugged into the phone.
Oh, speaking of that, we don't have time now, but never mind Jeremy Reiner, Curtis. You have a new arch enemy when it comes to weather, and it's none other than the Vice President of the United States. I don't know if you heard her yesterday.
I would say I would not do anything different than the current president has for the last... Oh, I'm sorry. What was it that she did?
At some point, I mean, an absolute shot in your direction when it comes to meteorology from the Vice President of the United States.
We were getting along so well.
Team sources have confirmed that the Red Sox have fired a few coaches. I'm going to get to that in my lead, so we'll hold off on talking about that. And as Hurricane Milton made landfall last night, the storm ripped the roof off of Tropicana Field. Tropicana had some essential personnel inside, but everyone was accounted for and safe. The Bruins have their home opener tonight. Puck drop is at 7 against the Canadiens. And Thursday night football, we'll see the Niners at the Seahawks. Kickoff at 8:15. Shyam, I will be asking you for a lock in this one.
All right, I will be ready.
And Find Mass Money wants to help you enjoy the football season by helping you find money you didn't know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great job, Courtney. Thank 45 you. Degrees. Oh, what bag did you go with? The Instagram story had like 5 bags you were choosing between.
Thank you so much for asking. I did go with the black bag.
Oh, I would have chosen that one.
Yep.
James was a huge fan as well. 45 degrees and clear, afternoon high of 58.
5 different bags?
3.
3 different bags?
In this economy?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Must be nice.
Well, gifted. Oh. And before we move on, I know we're behind. Great haircut.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, Greg got his haircut.
I go
shorter than normal.
I have a regular appointment over at Sims in Southie with my guy Nate. I go every 2 weeks. I don't like the way he did the beard, though.
Too low for you?
Yeah, he went too trim on the beard, and that makes my face look fat. Well, actually, my face is fat, but not having the beard to cover it up makes it look fatter, just as a heads up. That's a life hack for you.
Courtney, I noticed you pointed it out this morning. Do you dislike short hair like you dislike short guys?
Oh. No, I do not. I don't at all. I just am surprised that he let him go that short. I know that he enjoys his beard a little bit longer.
Yes. All right. We are going to take a break. Our lead's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.